I have some guests in the studio. Hilmi and Guliz Ustamak are visiting this country from Istanbul, and you might think, well, that doesn't really seem like news. International visitors come here all the time. Chicago's a world-class city. A lot of people want to see what's going on, sitting here in the Allstate Showcase studio on Michigan Avenue. But what makes Hilmi and Guliz's visit different is how they are staying when they came to the United States. And Cody brought this up a few months ago because he and his family, when they went to Istanbul, they partook in this program as well. It's called HomeLink, and it's an unusual way, in my opinion, to vacation. Welcome to welcome, Hilmi and Guliz. Is this your first time in America?
No, it's not.
No, the first time in Chicago or no?
Yeah, it's the first time in Chicago.
Are you enjoying yourself so far?
Yes, it's a marvelous city.
How long have you been here?
Since Wednesday.
Since Wednesday? Very good. What have you seen so far that you've enjoyed?
Oh, we have taken the hop-on, hop-off tour.
Okay.
And we have taken the architectural tour.
Very nice.
We went to the Sears, or new name, Willis
the
Tower.
Willis Tower, sure.
Yes, today we went to Botanical Gardens.
Wow, very nice.
And, well, Michigan Avenue, of course. Yeah. And lots of other places. What were the other places in Met?
We went to the world famous, of course, aquarium, the Shedd
Aquarium.
So we spent a day there, so it was fantastic. I really enjoyed being there. And we went to a few museums, like Field Museum and the Arts Museum. We were in Picasso exhibition. Picasso was one of our favorite ones, so we are really fascinated with all the exhibition that they had in the Arts Museum. So we're getting on very well with Chicago and with the host family that we have. We are now hosted by an American family right in the in downtown in Chicago, and we really enjoy being with them. We have to thank you to them for everything that they have done for us.
And that's the unusual part, because a lot of us, when we travel, whether it's in this country or whether we travel international, we'll stay at a hotel, maybe a bed and breakfast, some sort of resort. But the way you're traveling is with HomeLink, which is a program. They're called the Home Exchange Experts. So how does this work? Because Cody tried to explain it, but let's be honest, Cody's a little bit goofy. And he tried to explain it to me, and maybe he was right, but explain to me how HomeLink works.
Sure. Well, actually, HomeLink has set up 6 years ago in New York City by a young teacher. And that guy didn't have enough money to travel around the world. So what he did at that time, he just wrote letters to many of his friends. And he hoped that he could make a swap. That's how it started.
So just swap his apartment for someone else's apartment or home.
Correct. And over the last 6 years of time, HomeLink divided into three parts, one of which is hospitality exchange. The other one is just swapping homes, what we call home exchange. And finally, non-simultaneous exchange. What we've been doing over the last 5 years of time, we've been doing hospitality exchanges. That means we host the people and they host us.
Okay, they come and live with you while they're visiting and you're still in your home.
Exactly. What we do usually for them is that we prepare breakfast and dinner. So during the daytime, they are free to go anywhere they want. We make their program and they make their own program too.
Okay.
So they can stay as long as they want, and we can stay as long as we want on mutually agreed duration of time. So we thought that the hospitality exchange is the most beneficial exchange among the others, because we learn the culture, we learn the food, we learn the city and everything from them. So we just share the life with them.
And how do you decide if when people register with HomeLink, how do you decide if you want someone coming into your home? Do I send you a letter and say, oh, Hilmi and Guliz, I'm coming to Istanbul, and I'm part of HomeLink, and you look at my profile and you go, this guy looks a little sketchy. I don't know if I want him rooting around in my basement.
That's true. Normally, every country has a representative.
Okay.
So if you want the reference of the guy who actually would like to visit you, so the representative is the one that you can ask to.
Okay.
But over the last 5 years of time that we have been doing hospitality exchange, no one has ever asked to us any reference, and we haven't asked anyone any reference too. So the exchange is totally based on trust.
Okay. And it's obviously worked out for you. You haven't been,
sure.
There's been no unpleasant exchange where someone came and you went, I think it's time for you to go. Because I'll be honest, I'm very skeptical because I'm antisocial, quite frankly. I don't like when my brothers come to my house, let alone having a stranger from another country come and live with me. And I would be uncomfortable, I think, living in someone else's home for a week.
In the first instance, when we did 5 years ago, we first hosted Canadians from Vancouver.
Okay.
And there were two couples came along to our house and stayed with us for a week. And what we did is we gave our bedroom to them, to one couple, and another room to other couple. So we actually, my wife and I myself slept in living room. Oh. So that was very impressive for them. When we went to Vancouver, being hosted by them, we stayed 20 days with them.
Wow.
And that was fascinating. They said, we've never seen anyone who actually gave us their bedroom.
That was, and so 20 days for you to stay with that family was not out of line? There's no...
No. They actually wanted us to stay at least 20 days, so that's what we did. So far, we did more than 25 hospitality exchanges in 25 countries in 5 continents.
This is amazing. Homelink.org is where you can go and find out more information. Hilmi and Guliz Ustamik are my guests. They are visiting Chicago from Istanbul. They are part of this Homelink program. Cody actually took part in this when his family went to Istanbul. Maybe you're more, it seems to me that to be involved in this, you have to be sort of adventurous.
Correct.
And maybe that's the thing. I'm not as adventurous, but it would seem like you're immersing yourself completely in another culture. And that part I find terrific, that you go to another country and by living with a host family, you're learning really how people in that country live their day-to-day lives.
Sure. We learn a lot from them and they learn a lot from us too. So I don't think from now onwards we can stay in a hotel and make
it really?
Or something. I don't think so.
Got to do a Homelink swap.
Yes.
Tell me how you got it. How the Goffs got involved in Homelink, and you have a kind of circuitous background with them, don't you?
Yes, we have. I mean, I have. Well, I was a sixth grade student when I met Cody's mother. She was my English teacher. And I can say they were the most popular couple in our school, an American girls' school.
Really?
Yes, because they were very young, and they were a young married couple. So, and they were very warm to us, and we were young girls, and we wanted to practice our English.
Okay.
So they were not only teachers to us, but they were like a family, like friends. We learned lots of things from them. For example, Valentine, we didn't know in Turkey what it was. And after 2 years, they left our country. We wrote to each other. Well, I still have Cody's baby pictures in my album.
I would pay good money for those. Those I would like to see.
Okay. Yes. And after some time, we lost track because Goff family had moved to another address and I could not correspond to them anymore, writing letters, I mean. And last April, well, thanks God for Facebook.
See, everybody can be tracked down on Facebook, can't they?
Yes.
And that's how you reconnected with his mom?
Yes.
Wow.
And then we found each other again. We wrote messages to each other, and they said they wanted to visit Turkey. And they said, find us a close hotel nearby. And I said, oh, my God, you're not going to stay in a hotel. You're going to stay in my house. They said, oh, no, we're 4 people. Well, I said, my house is good enough for you and big enough for you. And they agreed to come. And I said, look, we're doing Homelink. And I explained what Homelink is because they were kind of, they kind of did not want to come.
Sure. And I do you find that to be an American thing where it sounds like Homelink even though it started in New York, is very popular in Europe. And I don't know if Europeans are just more adventurous, a little more open to having guests in their home or being guests in other people's homes than Americans. Do you think it's a cultural thing that makes it a little more difficult?
I'll tell you one thing. I think the most adventurous types in the world in terms of homelinkers are Australians and New Zealanders.
Really?
They are the ones who actually travel a lot as homelinkers. So last year we went to an adventure trip to Australia, New Zealand, and Singapore. That was 7 families in a row in 40 days of time. And we visited them, and they all came to Istanbul.
Really?
Yes, yes. So we do get a lot of offers from Australia and New Zealand. Just because their countries are, I think, a bit of far away from the rest of the world.
Rock bottom, they call them. Yeah. The rock bottom.
Yeah. I think they are the most adventurous types. And then comes the Canadians, then Europeans, then perhaps the American.
Really? See, yeah. we gotta get a little more adventurous. So back to the golf. So now, Guliz, you explained to them, listen, we're part of HomeLink.
Yes.
And if people want to know, they can go to homelink.org and start getting more information about it. We're going to give you all the benefits and things like that, too. But so you explained to Cody's mom, we're in HomeLink, and why don't you check it out? And that did that change their mind? Or when they arrived, were they still a little hesitant?
Well, they were hesitating because of the political situations. Mm-hmm. But you know that there's war going on in Syria, and they were not very comfortable being Americans in a Muslim country. But we explained them that it's all okay. It was like 37 years ago when they were in Turkey.
Right.
So they were better when they came in. They were more comfortable. And what comforted them was that I told them, look, if you come and stay in my house, then I will pay you a visit too and stay in your house. So this was kind of thing that comforted them a little bit.
And now when I sign up for HomeLink and I say, all right, I'm going to go visit someone and they're going to come visit me. Let's say I came to your home and I stayed in your home for 7 days and then I know you're going to come visit me sometime. Is there a time limit where you say, all right, we have to go and visit Brian within 2 years, or the invitation kind of, maybe he drops out of the program, maybe he doesn't want to do it anymore, or is it open-ended? Whenever you decide to come, just let me know and show up.
It is totally open-ended. So we don't give them any time of visiting, actually, to us if you went to visit them. So it's totally open-ended and based on trust. If you went to any place, they may come to us until we die.
Oh, really?
That's as simple as that.
Wow. So whenever they decide to come, or
exactly,
whenever you decide to come visit?
Exactly.
That is that. Now, I can only speak for Americans. You know, when we go to hotels, you expect certain things. Mm-hmm. What has been the biggest adjustment? Have you had other Americans other than the Goffs stay with you?
So far, no. We've hosted Canadians from Vancouver.
Is there a different when people come in there? What's the biggest thing that is shocking to them? Is it the power supply? Is it something else? What do you find visitors saying? Wow, that is very unexpected.
I think from the experience that we've had, mostly, not only Americans, I would say most of our homeling friends, were shocking when we told them, in our culture, please take off your shoes before you get into our house.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was, I found that is quite interesting for them.
Well, and I would imagine, too, it does help staying with a host family. You do learn those customs that if you were just on a tour with a group, you may not know that. So then you spend your whole time somewhere and you might see the sights, but you don't get to really know what that country's all about.
Exactly.
And what else? We learned that in Russia, in Finland, in Estonia, they also take off their shoes when they go in the house.
Wow. And is there a reasoning behind that?
Well,
it's just, I mean, I know it's the tradition, I know it's the custom. What's the background of that custom?
I mean, being clean in the house, I guess. Well, yes.
Makes sense. If you go to homelink.org, you'll find out all about Home Exchange for your next adventure. Hilmi and Guliz Ustamik are here. They are from Istanbul, and they hosted Cody and his family in Istanbul. They were in Rockford last week. This week they are in Chicago with a family. And now, where do you go next, and how long does the rest of your American adventure?
Well, our next step, apart from Chicago, is New York City, where we're going to stay for nine nights to be hosted by a very nice American family. And from there, we'll move to the capital, Washington, D.C., where we're going to be stayed another week. Then we'll move from this country in the first day of June.
Well, by the way, I heard that my daughter is listening to us. It is 3:37 a.m. in Istanbul. Dilara, you should be in bed by now.
So, yeah, Cody just came in and said, oh, your daughter is listening. She just posted something on Facebook. And we've linked homelink.org on our Facebook page, Brian Noonan Show. If you want to get more information, go there. All right, so let's get into some of the specifics. Because
sure.
You mentioned earlier that if you sign up to be a host family, they come over, or we come to you, and you provide breakfast and dinner.
Yeah.
Is the host family then responsible for the social calendar of the guests? Are you required to take them all over? Is it a voluntary thing where I'll say, you know what, I'm off work on Tuesday, so if you'd like, on Tuesday I can show you around, and the other times you're just free to do what you want? How does that part work?
That is exactly as you said to us. I mean, everything is voluntary.
Okay.
So there's no agreement with this. So if they have the free time to give us, they just take us to anywhere that they think is convenient to see. Otherwise, we make up our own program. So therefore, it's totally based on the free time, willingness. There's nothing else, you know. We even don't have any written agreement in between us.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. It's all based on trust.
Now, there are other programs with HomeLink where you can basically say, I'm going to Istanbul, you're coming to Chicago, we're doing it on the same week, and you can just swap houses, basically.
Yeah, that is called home exchange. Yes.
That's home exchange. And that's... Then have you done that way, or you said
no.
You've just done the hospitality?
Correct. We've done just the hospitality exchange. The reason that we are doing is that because we want to learn the culture,
mm-hmm.
we want to share the life with the host family that we will be hosted by, and the food and the atmosphere. And sometimes they take us to their relatives as well.
Sure.
That's what we do when they come to us too.
Okay.
So we prefer to take. Guests as hospitality exchangers, and we go to them as hospitality exchangers as well.
And if someone were to be interested in getting involved in this and being a host family or coming to visit, what kind? I know you keep saying, Hilmi, that it's all based on trust, which is all well and good, but maybe I'm a little too skeptical. Is there some sort of screening process when you apply and say I want to get involved in the program, or do they just let anybody with a house or an apartment get involved in HomeLink?
No. By all means, if anyone has to be a member of HomeLink, then that family or person has to apply the country representative.
Okay.
So there's a membership fee that is around $100 per year.
Mm-hmm.
And in return, representative prepares your site, your internet site, where you have the number of countries that you want to go, the name of the countries you want to go, and the name of the countries that you can host from. And what they write at that site is your personality, your family members, and your house pictures, your pictures, and your hobbies, your education, and all the rest that they write.
Okay.
So that site shows your profiles. So they give you a passport. So with that passport, you get into the system.
Okay, Julie is in Kenosha. She has a question. It kind of goes along with what you were just saying. Hi, Julie.
How much does it cost?
Hilmi just said it's $100 per year to get your site registered. Is there any other cost to the...
No, absolutely none.
So no cost for the host family other than, you know, getting things ready for someone
sure,
to come.
Sure.
But the traveler is responsible for getting to your home, and if they want to rent any car rentals, things like that, Just like you're going on any other vacation.
Exactly. Normally, we pick them up from the airport, and they pick us up from the airport as well. So that's how the system works. But if they have something else to do, we just get a taxi to go to their home, and you know. So it's not compulsory thing. It's based on willingness of to do something.
And it just again coming into someone's home. Is there? I guess when you sign up, do they give you, I don't know, rules or principles and say, this is a good way to come into someone's home? Because like you said, if I were coming to your home for the first time, I wouldn't know that I had to take my shoes off. So as you, when you agree to go to someone's home, do they send you a list of customs or things so you don't want to offend the people that you're going to visit?
No, we don't, but we kind of say, well, they ask us what we drink, what we eat for breakfast, okay, or what kind of wine we like. Well, we have some very very thoughtful people as
yes.
well.
No, yeah. That's, and I would want, you know, I would hope that that's the case. So how long a process when you decided, and this is obviously a unique case for you because you've known the Goff family before,
sure,
but with these other families you're going to in New York and Washington, D.C., how long a process is it to decide where you're going to stay? And who's are these people who have come to visit you before so you know them, or are you coming for the first time to visit them and then down the road they'll come and visit you?
Well, to tell the truth, we always want the families to come to us first.
Okay.
But many of the times that is not the case, so we go to them first. So it all depends on the free time and the and wish to go to anywhere. But on top of that, as my wife Gula said, most of the American families, we have to thank to them, Becky and Adnan, whom we stay with now. And they asked us what we like, what we eat, especially in the breakfast. And so we just told them everything. And our New York and Washington family have asked even the brand of wine we drink. We prefer to drink.
That's very because
that is amazing and very polite.
Yes, because now they know you'll be more at ease when you come, so that will take
exactly.
some of the burden off them as well. Because you're not worried. Oh, are they going to like this? Will they drink?
Exactly.
What do people want to have? That's great. Mike has a question too about the other program that we were talking about. He said he was interested in the home swap portion, and I know you haven't done that, but he said he was nervous about leaving his home alone, empty.
Yeah.
Is there a different screening process for that program than there is for the hospitality portion?
Sure. To tell the truth, most of the people in the world do prefer home swap rather
really?
Than hospitality exchange.
Okay. Why do you think that is, Hilmi?
The reason is that because I think people feel that it must be quite harmful for them to prepare, let's say, some food or maybe share the life together. They may not have enough space to live together. That is another thing that one
right.
has to bear in mind by all means. So these are the things that people think of. Therefore, out of 13,000 people listed in HomeLink throughout the world in 53 countries, I would imagine at least 80% of them do prefer home swap rather than hospitality exchange that we do.
Hmm. Now, and you've never done that. Would you ever be interested in doing the
no.
home swap?
No.
No. Why not, Gulis?
Because, well, first I wouldn't leave my house to complete strangers to me.
See, I'm with you.
Yes.
That would make me very uneasy.
Yes. And then to share experiences, hospitality is better. And I like meeting people. I like cooking for people. So I would like the exchange of life, I mean, or share of life,
yes.
I would say.
I think that's, I agree, because leaving your house unattended with strangers in there, even though they're part of this program that you're part of and you trust everybody because of the screening process, that would make me very uneasy. Not that I even have stuff that I'd be worried that people would take or destroy, but it's just like, my stuff, you know?
Yeah, but, well, just to comfort other people who are listening to us, I would say that if there is any kind of inconvenience, let me call, they could tell this to the representative of the country.
Okay, and they take care of it. So everybody's accountable. This is not just some person off the street that is coming to live at your house. Sure. Again, as Hilmi and Guliz have said, they're screened. You go through the country representative, all of that. Tracy has an interesting question, because whenever you're going somewhere on vacation, especially if you're traveling overseas, people here get very concerned about what they're going to eat. Tracy's in Algonquin. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, how are you?
We're good, thanks.
This program sounds wonderful if both families are really clean and wonderful, but what if you get a family that wants to do boiled goat heads or curry? How do you eliminate that from your house when they leave?
Well, if you go somewhere, Hilmi and Guliz, you go somewhere and, like you said, people are asking what you like to cook, but also if I'm coming to Istanbul, I would expect that I'm going to eat foods that you guys eat every day. You're not going to try to make American foods. Why would I live with a Turkish couple if I'm going to eat McDonald's every day? So is it difficult when you're coming to America or when people come to Turkey to say, all right, well, this is our cuisine here, and it's obviously different from what you eat in Chicago, but this is how we cook.
Well, I try not to cook very spicy food for them, and I try to cook our traditional food to them. And, well, obviously we have Mediterranean cuisine. Sure. So and Mediterranean cuisine works for most of the people.
Yeah, and if people are traveling, I would imagine they realize they're going to eat local cuisine. I mean, when I travel, I search out places that the locals eat.
Sure.
Yeah. And I should say that our cuisine, Turkish cuisine, is just delicious.
Tell me a little bit about, you mentioned Mediterranean. Tell me about Turkish cuisine.
Well, our cuisine, I mean, our family cuisine is mostly based on vegetables. Okay. Well, Turkey is famous for the fresh fruit and vegetables, so we kind of make lots of dishes with vegetables and meat also. Okay. We mostly use beef and lamb and fish. Our fish is very good too.
Okay. So far, everything sounds delicious.
Yeah, and we have kind of pasta too. And I'm also proud to say that we eat homemade food most of the time.
So it's not like you're running out and bringing home takeout the people who come and live with you.
Oh, no, we don't have McDonald's or hamburgers. Yeah.
And I have to add my recipe as well that Cody liked most. Well, I make my own yogurt.
Oh, really?
Yes. And before Gaff family left our home, I asked them what actually mostly you liked in terms of foods in this country. Cody said, your homemade yogurt.
Wow.
So I was very impressed. How I do is I get fresh milk daily from a farm nearby. So I put some of the yogurt that I made earlier in it. And so I cover it with my old pajamas.
Well, that sounds sanitary and delicious.
Yeah, and I let it to be fermented for 8 hours. So here it is. The yogurt is done.
I'll tell you what, my old pajamas are fermenting right now. So Cody, I'm going to make you some yogurt at the house.
Oh, my God. He's just joking. He puts the blankets on.
Listen, I could fool him. And Cody would go, oh, this is just like when I was in Turkey. I go, exactly. Hilmi and Guliz Uztamak are with me. They're visiting from Istanbul. We'll have a few more minutes. And again, your daughter's name is what?
Dilara.
She needs to go to bed.
But yes, she's working tomorrow.
Dilara, we kiss you. Thank you for listening, guys.
Well, tell us, you'll be done in a few minutes. If she's been up this late, what's another 5 minutes? Not too bad. Now, I know Guliz very upset with you, Cody, because after spending 10 days in her home, you insulted her by saying that your favorite part of the food was Hilmi's pajama yogurt, which sounds worse than it probably is. Hilmi's pajama yogurt is not the brand name. I think he said he filters it through his jammies. I don't know. Exactly
you haven't had it. It's delicious.
It sounds great.
No, but the Guliz's cooking is spectacular. It is phenomenal.
Too late, Cody.
You're done.
No.
You're finished.
Now, all right, Cody, as someone who's been with HomeLink, and quickly before I get to go, Guliz, other than the obvious cost, if I were to stay in a hotel for 30 days, you're in America for 30 days. If I stayed in a hotel for 30 days, it would run me thousands and thousands of dollars.
Correct.
Sure. So obviously the price, the money savings is one big benefit of using HomeLink.
Sure.
What would you say are the other big benefits of using the program?
Well, getting to know people, and although you meet different cultures, you meet different people, different homes, different food, well, you know that the most common feature of all the travels we have had is family. Yes, everybody has good family ties. We have, as far as we've seen, and everybody is everybody likes to share the life that they live. So, and I'd like to give my special thanks to Nancy and Bob, who have been very hospitable to us, and for all the things that they have done to us, including yesterday.
Very nice.
So, economical part is the other part, I guess. And more than that, believe me, sharing life is a very nice thing.
So, Cody, you've been part of the HomeLink experience. You've on both sides of the ocean. You were in Hilmi and Guliz's home, and they've been in your parents' home. I'm guessing you would use the program again, or what are your thoughts?
I would, and my brother actually expressed it best. After my brother met them for the first time in Rockford, I said, well, what did you think of Hilmi and Guliz? And he said, dude, they're like a Turkish version of Mom and Dad. the reason to me why that was so cool is because, like, you think about it, and when we were talking earlier about how we were a little apprehensive going into, you know, and staying with them for the first time, because it's Turkey. I had never been there. It's a Muslim country, and you think, like, oh, it's going to be so different and everything. But then at the end of the day, like, they really kind of are. Like, there are so many similarities between this, you know, like, Turkish, like, Muslim culture family halfway across the world and my family.
Right.
And I wish every kind of young adult could do this because the world seems a whole lot smaller when you realize how people aren't that different, you know? That's honestly how I feel about it. It's, you know, after this, it's just like, people aren't that different, really.
Well, that's a very good way to put it. So you're saying everywhere in the world, people make yogurt in their pajamas.
That's what I said.
I think that's fantastic. No, and very well said, Cody. Unbelievable that you were able to put those thoughts together and express them so eloquently.
I'm shocked, too. What just happened?
We are very, very, very proud of you. Well, Hilmi Guliz, it was very nice to meet you. Thank you for explaining the program. Enjoy the rest of your time in America. It was a pleasure.
Thank you very much. And we'd like to see you in Istanbul, too.
You know what? I will try to be more adventurous. I'm going to do my best.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Becky. Thank you, Adnan, for all the hospitality that you've shown us. Thank you.
There you go. Well, enjoy the rest of your time.
And Gulf family as well. Thank you.